I suppose the earliest one was the children. We were living in Tennyson Street, and there'd been some small cottages at the back which had been pulled down, and it was just left as a waste ground. Now, bearing in mind all these little cottages, and my boys were out there playing. Martin was six, and Paul was four, and it was okay in those days that the rule was you must be able to see the back gate. Don't go any further than that. So they played in the waste ground, and they were safe in those days. But they were out playing, and then I sort of called them in for tea, and sort of I got them all cleaned up and ready for their tea, and the tea ready for when Morris came in. Went down the yard to lock the gate and spotted something in the garden, and I said to the children, "What's this?" "Oh, it's the bomb we've been playing with." "Bomb?" Yeah. So I got a sweeping brush and brushed some of the dirt off it, and sure enough, it did look that it was the shape of a bomb or a shell, and it had got a red circle on the pointed bit. And I thought, "Oh, good heavens." Well, Morris came home, and I sort of asked him to have a look, and he said, "Oh, they used to make those at Marshall's." He said, "It's probably a dud, because," said, it's a long time since the war, yeah, when they used to make them. And he said, "There used to be a lot of duds lying around." So he said, "But just in case," he said, "I think you ought to take it to the police station." I said, "Why can't we get them to come here?" And he said, "Well, if you do that, they might evacuate us and half the neighbours, who are not going to be very happy." So I popped this bomb, as the children called it, into my shopping basket, and I took it down Cross Street, which is where the police station used to be, where the old Nick is now. And I sort of popped the basket on the counter and moved the blanket, and the officer behind the counter stepped back and said, "Oh, oh dear." And he told me to go and wait outside, and he carried my basket apparently into the very small backyard of the police station, and they surrounded it with sandbags. Then I was asked all the questions of where I'd found it and all the rest of it, and I was sent home. And I found out later that they got the bomb disposal squad from York to come. They'd taken it to the coast and exploded it, because it was live. It was a live shell, anti-aircraft shell. And I'd carried it there in my shopping bag. So, sort of, yeah, from there, over there. So, yeah, that was funny. And the newspaper put War Games, Martin's version, in the newspaper. Oh, dear. My boys.